We're up to Yudzayin Amud Bet. The Gemara quotes the Paskin Yeshaya Shimulaya Birelev Archokim in Atztaka. Listen to me, brave hearted ones, powerful hearted ones who are distant from charity. Rav Shmuel v'Amud Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. Again, we have a machlokas how to interpret this Pasuk, either between Rav Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan and his disciple Rabbi Elazar. One said the Pasuk is talking about the people who are so mighty that they don't need God's charity, so to speak. They have a right to be fed. The rest of the world requires God to be charitable to give them food. But they're so powerful that they don't need it. They deserve their food. And one said the whole world gets fed in their merit. And they don't even use their own merits to be fed. They don't want to use their merits, and they work extra hard and they live on a tight budget just so that it is not to use their merits to have any benefit from their merits in this world. Like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav taught, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav b'chol yom yom bat kol yotzet ma'achorev omeret. Every day a heavenly voice would come out from Har Chorev, Har Sinai, and would say, Kol olam kol nizon b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The whole world is fed in the merits of my son Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Chanina bni and my son Chanina, dai lo b'kav chavin me'erev Shabbat le'erev Shabbat. He's okay with a small volume of carob, like the carob tree, carobs. Every week he'd have only a kav, like two Coke bottles worth of carob, and that's his meal for the week. Upligad Rabbi Yehuda, and this understanding is in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, when the prophet is calling out to those who have a hard heart, a powerful heart, he's talking to the wicked. He's talking to the nation, Babylonian nation that are foolish, that he calls Govai Tipshai. Amar Rav Yosef, Tedalech, I'll prove it to you. Rav Yosef says that this nation is a stupid nation. Not a single ger came from them. Says, you see, they're not too smart. Amar Ravashi, bnei matamachsia birelev ninu. Ravashi says, the people of the city, matamachsia, they are the ones who are powerful heart, and he also interprets it as the opposite of praise. Dekachazu yika doraita tlezimni b'shata. Look at them, twice a year they see the glory of Torah. All of Am Yisrael would gather there in Adar to hear the laws of Pesach, and in Elul to hear the laws of Sukkot, and a heavenly flame would come down and hover over their head, and even though they see all this glory of Torah, no one became a ger from any of them. We said in the Mishnah, Chatan im otzeli kot kore, Rashbag omer lo kol haotzeli tol toshem yitol. If a chazan wants to reach Shema the night of his wedding, he may. Rashbag says not everyone who wants to take on a title of being a pious one and read the Shema that night may do so. L'meimad Rashbag chayish liyura, Rabbanan lo chayish liyura. Does the Mishnah mean to teach us that Rashbag is concerned that if a person takes on certain levels of piety, that's as though he's showing off what's called yuhara? And Rabbanan say, I don't worry about that. He wants to do levels of piety. Let him do it. It seems that they hold the opposite. Ditnan. For the Mishnah says, Makom shnagula sob nacha b'tisha b'avosin. If there are different customs, so a place that has the custom that on Tisha B'Av they do work, okay, they can go with their custom. Makom shnagu shelo la'asot enosin. Some places have a custom not to do work on Tisha B'Av, so their custom is also good. V'chol makom tamdei chachamim b'telim. So Tana Kama says, wherever you live, those that are really tamidei chachamim, they don't do work on Tisha B'Av. So that's what Tana Kama holds. Rashbag omer l'olam yaseh kol adam atzmo ketamid chacham. Rashbag says, let everyone behave like a talmid chacham and abstain from doing work on Tisha B'Av. So here you see, in the laws of Tisha B'Av, Rashbag is not concerned that it looks like a person is showing off, whereas in the laws of Kriya Shema, in our Mishnah, suddenly Rashbag is concerned. He says, I don't let just anyone read Shema on the night of his wedding, that's like showing off. So which one is it? Is he concerned or is he not concerned? In our Mishnah, Chachamim say, whoever wants to may read Shema on the night of their wedding. Seems like they're not concerned he's showing off. And in the Mishnah and Tanis, it says, no, the rabbis, they don't do work on Tisha B'Av, but it doesn't say that anyone else may abstain from doing work if they're in the city where the custom is to do work on Tisha B'Av. So it seems that the Mishnayos are contradictory to both. Says the Gemara, Kasha de Rabbanan, Kasha de Rashbag, Seems to be a double contradiction. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mukhlef tashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says, switch. One of the Mishnayos got it backwards. You're right. Really, Rashbag, okay. You gotta switch one of the Mishnayos. Rav Sheisha Breid Ravidi amar l'olam lo tachlif. Rav Sheisha Breid Ravidi says, no, you don't have to switch. Drabanan, drabanan lo kasha, kriyat shma kevan tkuli am kakar biunam kari lo mechzik yuara. The reason the rabbis permit him to read Shema is because everyone's reading Shema. So it's not noticeable that he's going to read Shema because everyone around him is also reading Shema. So it doesn't look like he's showing off. People won't notice. But if he's in a town where everyone's working and he's suddenly not working, so that stands out, that's called showing off. Rashbag lo kasha. Rashbag isn't the contradiction. In our Mishnah, well, it depends on whether he can focus or not. We're saying you can't focus. What's he going to say? Yes, I can. So Rashbag says, no, you can't. The rabbi said, you can't. Don't come and tell me you can't. You don't read Shema on the night of your wedding because we say you're not exceptional. Come on, just because you think you can't. No, Chazal said you can't. But on Tisha B'Av, if a guy says, I don't want to do work, I'll be like a rabbi, I won't do work on Tisha B'Av. The rabbis abstain from work on Tisha B'Av, so he also won't do work on Tisha B'Av. What's wrong? Someone's going to say, he doesn't have any work to do. Today, he doesn't have any work. Pukhazikama batanika b'shuka. Go out to the marketplace. You'll see how many people are sitting there idly. They don't have any work to do today. You always see people walking around town without any work to do. So today, he'll walk around town without any work to do. That's not, you are, no one's going to notice. He won't stand out if he walks around without doing work. Hadran lachaya kore, hadran lachaya kore, hadran lachaya kore. And we'll pick up the next parak next time.